passing by in time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lime to your face. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No more things, cut trees, lie to your face.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little network on the internet, that's for sure. And I'm your host for the next hour. And let me see, where do we go here today? I actually forgot I had a show today, and my sweetheart reminded me. So here I is. Anyways, I don't know, things are getting too weird. One thing good, tomorrow I'm going over to the courthouse to pick up the audio of July the 7th when I was viciously attacked in the courtroom. And I've been in a considerable amount of pain ever since. So we'll go there and get that. And then I guess we'll go and get us ourselves some raw milk and some cultured milk, and then see where the day takes us from there. But I want to, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who were in the courtroom, and you know, different people heard different things and saw different things. It was like it went down. It was like, I guess, if you had a flash bomb or something go off somewhere, that's how crazy it got real quick. So we'll get the content of at least the audio and try to figure out exactly who said what when. And then we're going to lay some charges, some civil charges against the men, not the officers, but the men. And hold them personally liable for the damages they inflict, and we'll see where that takes us. I'm finding this kind of weird, you know. I got to keep saying this, man. The guys have got to step up to the plate. The women, you know. My Facebook is I would think probably 70%+ women like Rock the Boat Radio on Facebook. And I got to take my hat off to the ladies, man. I really got to tell you, it seems that they're much more in tune with what's going on, and they're very, very, very angry. Which is a good thing, because anger is a gift. And I ran into this thing. Now, Sophie Gregory Trudeau is, I guess she's down speaking at the United Nations-led Girls Conference talks about ability young women have to shape the world. Now, in this picture, Tinkerbell Trudeau, that's the Prime Minister of Canada, who's a nutcase, married to a nutcase. They're both drama queens, both of them. Here's a picture of her talking. This picture's from last year. Her standing beside or she's speaking and Obama's boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or whatever that big thing is standing beside. And this was in 2016, last year, at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington. And these two women, if both of them are women, the Prime Minister's wife actually looks totally insane in this picture. And I do believe she likely is insane. She's one of those bulimic people who likes to eat and then puke. They call her EPs. Maybe she's an ET who got EP. I don't know. Eat and puke. But she looks totally insane. And I saw a video last night of her. It was something to do with, I think, American Idol or something. And she was singing there. And somebody said, enough, whatever. Like, somebody should have told you a long time ago, right? You can't sing. And these are total losers. Now, Barack Obama and his boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, whatever that is, are also totally insane. And this is what's been foisted upon our nations. And we allow this to keep going on. I mean, 8 years Obama was in office, and from the get-go, from the very get-go, people were going, well, he ain't even an American, so therefore he can't be the president. His ID's fake. He wasn't born here. Yada, 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 yada. That went on for 8 freaking years. Now, I figured he was going to be the first black president assassinated. It just made sense to me. He's playing the game, and he was put there. And I'm starting to think now that Tinkerbell Trudeau, I don't think there's ever been a prime minister in this particular country that's ever been assassinated. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think one got shot at or got wounded or something, but I don't think we've had one assassinated. Could have, maybe did. I don't know. This is going to start to break down soon. People can only put up with this shit for so long. So I posted this particular story over to my Facebook, and man, I didn't even really share it with that many people, and all hell broke loose. In very quick order, it's got over 11,000 views, but the comments, holy crap, it's vicious. And that's why I use Facebook, right? I don't like Facebook. I hate Facebook with a passion. I hate that it's Jew run. I hate it's a tracking device, but then everything's a tracking device today, and I really don't care. Track away, boys. I was absolutely stunned by the nastiness, which is good, because again, if you can't get angry, well, then you can't get up off your ass and even attempt to begin to do something. So here's a picture. This will go good, because this is like North and South, the ladies from the North and the South, right? And I don't know anybody that would, other than these clowns that are with these people, would even hang out with them. And here they are, the first ladies of our country. Now, Michael, Michelle, whatever, is no longer in that role. But you notice usually when a president that is gone, that's the last you hear of it. All you read in the Canadian news is about Obama and being the good guy who has no power, and Trump being the problem. And I remember being on, I think it was Hamilton TV News, the 6 o'clock news. They called me up, and this is when they're pushing all of that renewable energy and stuff, and Obama, I think, yeah, he wasn't in yet. And so it's like 8 years ago or whatever, and 8+ years ago. And for some oddball reason, well, I guess because I was so vocal on renewable energy, because I knew the fraud from way back in the 70s, the Hamilton News called me up and asked me if I'd like to get involved with this. They were going to have some politician on the TV. And I said, well, I can't get to Hamilton. And they said, well, no, we'll just throw your picture up and do it over the phone type of thing. And this was back in the day when all of the leftists, if you will, here were, you know, they were cranking out the Obama thing. Obama, Obama, right? You know, the world's going to go to hell if we don't get Obama in. Well, we don't live in the United States, but yet all of these clowns north of the border were pushing Obama. You know, what was his hope and change and hope, whatever the hell his little slogan was. And it was very strange, very insane. And so to this day, Obama is still apparently a hero on this side of the border. And that white guy, whoa, look out. They can't climb on him enough. Anyways, here's a lovely picture that I want everybody to enjoy of two women, or not, two Looney Tunes anyways. We can leave it at that, Looney Tunes, who have had something to do with things. Now, where is my UCY? Now, don't puke, okay? I mean, if you're going to puke, don't puke on your keyboard, because it just messes it up. And don't puke on your dog or cat. That just messes them up. But, you know, this is insanity overboard. These are all globalists. And they all need to be put in jail. And the sooner we get around to doing that, the better, I think. So, don't hurt your eyes when you click on that. And for those who are just listening, where did I find that silly picture? Let me see. Where was that? That was in the Toronto Star. I think it was yesterday that it was in the Toronto Star. But, you know, it's really wild, the comments that went into the Facebook. Whoa, nasty. You know, it's not pretty. So I put up this thing, and I didn't really promote it much. It's other people have been sharing it, but it's got like, it's heading for 11,500 hits, and it's got and usually this doesn't go on that long when I put something up, right? Like this, I put this up last night, and I'm still getting hammered with nasty comments. I find it rather comical. You know, there's actually, I saw a video of Trudeau's wife, and I don't know. Let me see if I can find that. This is nuts. If I can dig it out here. She's a drama queen or something. They were both in drama school or drama class or whatever. Let's see if I can dig this out. This is freaky. If I can find it. And there's another guy here from England I'm going to stick in. Here it is. Now this is freaky. If we can get it up here. The Truthful Bank update, I don't know if this is the right one or not. That didn't, let me this didn't kick up. Let me see if I can grab this thing. Oh, here it is, here. Okay, this is a fake infomercial. When was this done? This is a year ago, but it must have been done sometime prior to that. And this is really messed up. I don't know. I think this was done like, and I, oh, this is in the Rebel Media, but I am not, make no mistake. I'm glad they dug it up, but I am absolutely no fan of the Rebel Media because, what the hell is his name? The guy that started this anyways is a Jew. He's ex-lawyer. And he pushes the conservative side. And I hate anybody pushing a side here because they never get to the, you know, they're taking shots at each side's taking shots at each other. And as long as we have this two-party system, our nations, they will continue to slide. They cannot survive a two-party system because as long as you have a two-party system, you have a nation that is divided. The people can never come together, okay? And that was the whole point of the two-party system, is so that the country can never get a solid footing. They're always fighting amongst each other. And if you have a right and a left, you know, you don't have a nation because the nation is tore apart all the time. But this is kind of a little puke clip here. This is something you might have seen on, you know, no, SCTV, which was a pretty funny program way back when, here in Canada. It was like a Canadian. Actually, it was a hell of a lot better than Saturday Night Live and John Candy and Aykroyd and whoever else was in SCTV ended up over at Saturday Night Live. More money in it, I guess. But anyways, you can jump through this to about, where does this actually start? It starts about the, what is it, 42-second mark or something. You can jump ahead and miss out the rebel nonsense at the beginning if you wish. Or you can listen to it. I don't care. But this is a piece that I think she did it like 12, 13 years ago or something. But regardless, it just, you know, these people are Looney Tunes. It's about drinking menstrual blood, and they flavor it so that it's apparently a good drink. So you may or may not like it, but it's just that these people are all nuts, right? These people, I don't know that any of them have ever held a real job. And yet they're running the countries. You know, it's really quite sad. So that's that, and we also had a problem with that. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I don't even know what day I put it up now. They had that vote. The Muslims want their own graveyards because, well, they don't integrate when they're alive and they don't integrate when they're dead. They don't want anything to do with us. We should just bend to their wishes all the time. So some small place in Montreal or in Quebec, they... Oh, I just put this up yesterday, okay, so, or the day before, whatever it says yesterday, but the voters, they had a referendum in a small town, and it was like based on X number of votes, but the deal is that 19 votes quash Muslim-run cemetery in Saint Apollinaire, Quebec. And this has, I don't know what it's got, 16,000 hits or something on it. I just wrote a bit of stuff here. You know, finally some positive news. Now they're whining about discrimination. Now, as soon as the vote came in, now it's a municipal vote. And it stands. And now the Muslims here are whining about discrimination. They want to go to the Human Rights Commission and have this overturned, yada, yada, yada. This nation is based on Christian values, not Islam. No matter how corrupt the politicians are and how hard they push the satanic UN globalist agendas, this is one nation that will not be overrun. And I believe that. I sometimes put stuff in, and I because Facebook's kind of a funny deal, but I think I've run most of the so-called New Agers out of my site, although I lost quite a few people on this particular post, but I always seem to end up with more than I lost, so at least I'm staying above even. But this is the truth, and I'm going to keep saying this until I've been saying this for, it seems like, ever. I cannot state the importance of running for local council. All the power in this nation resides where you live. If those awake do not run and take control of local council, this nation is doomed. If those awake stand down, you can bet the seats will be filled by those we are fighting against. I'm not just talking about the Muslims. I'm talking about anyone deceived by the UN globalist agendas. Can you imagine this nation if our local councils are controlled by Muslims, the LGBTQ, and the Enviro freaks, etc.? The time has come to step up to the plate or sit back and watch the continuing disintegration of the nation and the future of your children. You know, we just got to step up to the plate. Now, the lady seemed to be really stepping up to the plate. I got a notice from a lady I actually had on the show from Calgary a while back, who has got her candidacy papers now. She's going to run. And it's the fact, if we don't run, they're trying to fill up these seats. I mean, how in the hell does a Muslim become the mayor of London? Give me a freaking break. How is that even possible? How is there a Muslim the mayor of Calgary? How is that possible? How have we got a lesbian as the premier of Ontario? How is that possible? They're filling the seats. And they're promoting all these people to fill the seats. They're not going out to Joe the steelworker and saying, hey, Joe, how would you like to be on council? They want to undo a white Joe, man. Get him out of here. Or white Sally. You know, they're trying to bring these kind of people in. Now, you say, you know, they say we have a democracy where the majority rules, but what they're doing is they're taking the majority down by the minorities. They're empowering the minorities, okay, and they're putting them into powers of position, or positions of power, which means you say, well, it's a majority. No. That's been flipped. It's about minority taking power, not majority. And if we just sit down and just keep ignoring stuff, well, like I keep saying, you got nothing to complain about. Yeah, see, here's a comment that just came in on this Sophie Trudeau speaking at the UN or whatever. And, this is, she is beyond full retard, that's for sure. And that's one of the nicer comments that have been flying around about the wife of the so-called prime minister. And it's getting vicious, which is fine with me. But name calling is one thing, but the important part is that we get something done here. So I don't know exactly where this thing came from. Obviously the CBC News. So I'll throw this in and you can read this thing. And then I found another piece that obviously is a left wing. I hate that shit, man. I like to take the bird and blow both wings right off of it. And I don't want that bird flying no more. But anyways, this is caused a lot of nonsense over on my Facebook page as well. But people seem to be, they're so happy that a few people stood up and voted down this cemetery. Okay. And that's basically what the majority of the comments were about. You know, about time. Yay, way to go. Well, okay, but that was one little 6,000 people town in rural Quebec. But the point is, can it be done? Of course it can be done. All you gotta do is stand up. It's that freaking easy. So that's the story on there. And then where's that other story gone to? I posted that in just before supper. I ran into where is that? This story, and I don't know, I don't even know what this is. It's called iPolitics, is what it's called. And the particular story is about the vote not to allow the Muslim cemetery. But this is most definitely a so-called left-wing paper or online blog, whatever the hell it is. It says quite a bit, actually. And I just posted that up on Facebook as well. I haven't had a chance to send it anywhere yet. But the gist of it is some of these statements are just loony. But then again, these are the statements of your politico, okay? And that's what's important, to understand that your politico ain't working for you, and it has really never worked for you. It says, unwelcome even in death. Islamophobia in a small Quebec town. Ooh. Now, this is all about, you know, they should stop referendums. Now, I don't think we have referendums in Ontario. I think it's only in Quebec because... This computer bounces around like no tomorrow. I got me a computer. Big time. Anyways, I got to try. I got some kind of redirect thing going on in my computer all the time of late. And, it bounces around on me, and things that aren't supposed to be running start running. Where the heck would that? Where'd that story go? No, here we go. Get rid of that redirect. Okay, so unwelcome even in death and Islamophobia in a small Quebec town, and it tells you who's written this: Kevin Doherty. Who is supposedly a Quebec City-based journalist covering Quebec affairs and the National Assembly. Now, this starts off, if Quebecers needed another reason to turn their backs on referendums as a fix-all, Sunday's referendum result from the Quebec study sort of should do the trick. By a vote of 19 to 16 with one spoiled ballot, residents of the adjacent area rejected a proposal to establish an Islamic cemetery in a wooded area on the outskirts of town. The referendum predictably turned into a high-profile public battle over the province's rocky relationships with its Muslim minority. Quebec allows citizen referendums on municipal zoning changes. The referendums empower the, where have you heard this before, the NIMBY faction, okay? So that's anybody that doesn't agree with the globalist agendas is a NIMBY. Now, went through that with the windmills, we went through that with the high-density housing, now we're going to use NIMBY on Muslim cemeteries. You know, anytime you hear that word, you know what's behind it. Quebec has long had Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish cemeteries, but secularism now is Quebec's new mainstream religion. Sunny Letourneau, the woman who led the No campaign, opposes denominational cemeteries. She argues that Muslims should embrace the shift to secularism. Why should we be separated at death, she says. Well, there's a big problem with that statement, but anyways... She said her campaign was meant to be inclusive. Islamic leaders in Quebec aren't buying it. We are not accepted alive, and we are not accepted dead either, said IM Hassan Goulet, who spoke a message of forgiveness at funerals for victims of the Quebec City mosque massacre in January. So now we're going after the empathy situation here. Well, somebody shot up the mosque, and now you don't like us alive, and you don't like us dead either. Well, that's true. I don't want you here. Hit the road. Okay, but as far as Quebec has long had a Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish cemeteries, well, I wrote a post about this in my Facebook. And Quebec has had a long Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish cemeteries. But there's only one cemetery here that counts, okay? And this may piss some people off, and I don't really care. If you understand the history, then you'll understand what I'm saying. There is this nation was built upon a Christian faith. Catholicism is not Christian, and Jewish isn't Christian. So when I was growing up, it said that Canada is a Judeo-Christian nation. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Okay? Let's see. It was the Jews that killed Jesus. The Jews don't like Jesus. The Catholics don't recognize Jesus. They hang on Mary. The Catholics is Rome. The Catholic is the Vatican. The Vatican or the Pope says that he is the vicar of Christ. It's the Catholic Church or the Vatican who just got their new telescope a couple, 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. And what did they name their new telescope? Lucifer. Okay, so the Protestant movement came out of the Reformation. And that's when Martin Luther got, who was a Catholic, who got to Rome and saw the decadence that was going on in Rome and freaked him out, you know. Like, he was really freaked out when he saw little naked boys popping out of birthday cakes. Geez, does that sound like the diddling crew that continues today? So there's nothing good about the Vatican. There's nothing good about the Pope and the poor Catholic people. They were always told not to read the scriptures, just listen to the priests. So they were kind of the ignorant bunch. But anyways, when Martin Luther got there and saw this bullshit going on, he was right disgusted by it, went and tacked his note up on the door, and all hell broke loose. And it was the Reformation, and the point of the Reformation was you don't have to have a church, you don't have to go through the church, and that was the whole idea of Catholicism, is that you couldn't get forgiveness from God unless you went through the church, and the only way you could go through the church was to pay for your sin. That's why they were having so many parties in Rome. Luther said, this is horseshit. And, you know, he sat down and thought about it. And why the hell would I have to go through somebody else to get to the Creator? So that started the Reformation, which started the Protestants. The Catholics weren't allowed into England for the longest time. Okay, and they're like lawyers. They weasel their way in, like bankers. They like control. And the idea was that the king, queen, whatever their name was at the time, would take an oath on the King James Bible. But after, I think it was Henry the Eighth or Henry the Sixth, Rome got a hold of him again and straightened him out. And so it's always been, England has always been run basically since by the Catholic Church. So this idea that the Catholics don't have any power is ludicrous. But after the Reformation put a real kick in the teeth into Rome for a long time, and they don't forget. And, they sent their Jesuits over here to Canada. It wasn't even Canada then. And that's what really put the boots to the native people. It's not that they say, well, the Christians, you know, I get pissed off about this, you know. They talk about the Christians. Look at all the wars the Christians started. And they didn't start nothing. Okay. The problem with the Christians, mainly, is that they're so damn docile, it's ridiculous. And that's why one of the reasons we find ourselves in the position we do today. I mean, they're so easily hoodwinked, they're so easily deceived, even though it says in their good book, take heed, no man deceive you. They got to be one of the most deceived groups on the planet. And they're actually promoting through the churches the influx of Islam into our country. Duh. So anyways, you have Catholic and Jewish and Protestant cemeteries. Well, the Jews and the Catholics were very close together. You can look at the Protestants as basically the goy. The goyim were the slaves. How many prime ministers have we had in Canada that come out of Quebec, which were Catholic? Okay. Big problem. But what I was writing in my piece on this particular thing in Facebook was that, you know, once they had Vatican II, which basically is the melding in the pot of all the religions into one world religion to go along with the one world government, I'm saying that maybe it's time, because the first Reformation really it kicked the shit out of Rome pretty good. I know the Catholic power structure pretty good, but they weaseled their way back in, and all of the churches are Catholic. All of these Protestants think they're going to a Protestant church. You're going to a Catholic church. Read the Jesuit oath, for crying out loud. You read that, you know what the hell's going on. All of the so-called Protestant churches were taken over in the 60s. I mean, they were taken over long before that, but in the 60s is when they got on board with pushing the world government nonsense. And they preached that, they preached that shit away in the churches every Sunday, and the people don't even get it, right over the top of their head. Gullible as hell, because they think their preacher gives a damn about them. What they can't understand, because they grew up ignorant, is that the church you go to is a corporate church, which means it's a Roman church. It's a Roman Catholic freaking church. Well, no, I go to a Protestant church or a Baptist church or Pentecostal church. No, you're going to a Roman Catholic church, you twits. Okay? So you better get over that. So, we need to, and I say all of what I'm saying here because whether you like to believe it or not, this is a spiritual psychological war. Okay? Now, if you don't believe in a creator, that's your problem. I don't care. Because if you don't believe in a creator, you believe you evolved from ape. And none of that existed until the mid-19th century. There was no talk of that until the mid-19th century. Okay, so up until the mid-19th century, there was a creator. You can go to any jungle, you can go to any native group on the planet, and you say, was there a creator? They're going to say yes. But then you have dominion. Okay, you can't be enslaved. Okay, so we tell you you evolved from a great ape, which makes you an animal, which gives man control over the animals, which you are. That's why you have to pay for water. Just one example. We got to break loose all that nonsense. Anyways, this is the story, and it goes on, and the mayor is, where is that? It's pretty clear that Islamophobia played a role in the result. Supporters of La Mitu, an extremist organization which says it opposes the introduction of Sharia law in Quebec, did a campaign against the cemetery. Well, good for them. But this is Bernard Ouellette, mayor of the community of about 6,000, said he learned in his meetings with the members of the Islamic Cultural Center Mosque in Quebec City, scene of the January 29 shootings, spree that left 6 dead and 5 seriously injured. After that meeting with the Muslims at the mosque, he came to the realization that Muslims are like us. Well, they might be like you, Mr. Mayor Bernard Ouellette, who is obviously a globalist. Okay? So in that sense, yes, the Muslims are like us. Not us as in the general society, but us as council members and politicians and school teachers and preachers, yeah, like us, who are pushing this horse shit down everybody else's throat. These people have all sold their souls. And that's why this is such a spiritual psychological battle. And people don't understand that. You see, people understand wars, right? With the bombs and the guns and all this kind of, they kind of get that, even though the wars are all made up by the same guys that have dumped this psychological spiritual war on top of us now. Only we aren't prepared to fight this war because we don't understand this war. The only wars we understand are the wars with the bombs and the guns and yada, yada, yada. They have an upper hand on us big time because we don't understand this particular way to fight. But we better figure it out pretty damn quick. Because there isn't one council, and I don't give a damn what country you are in the West, there is not one council that is not pushing this agenda. Not one of them. Which means we best go get control of those councils. This idea that the left or the right is going to save your ass. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's all part of that spiritual psychological war. Now, Ouellette, the mayor, blamed the defeat of the referendum on fear and ignorance. So, and then after the shootings, Prime Minister Justin Tinkerbell Trudeau, Quebec Premier Coulard, and community leaders of all faiths appealed for the rapportment between Muslim and non-Muslim Quebecers. You know, join them together. Let's see. He was saddened by the referendum's result while pressing one of his own pet projects, calling for an end to referendums on municipal zoning changes, which means that the people in Quebec no longer have a voice. Now, the people here in Ontario don't have a voice. They push whatever they want through. There's no referendums. There's no nothing. So, I appreciate that they got referendums in Quebec. Recently, another Quebec City Muslim community accepted an offer from Lapine Athos of a 500-plot Muslim section of its non-denominational cemetery in another Quebec City suburb. Muhammad piloted the cemetery project. He said his mosque wanted to own its own large cemetery. In February, the team negotiated a purchase of 60,000 square feet of land with an option to double its size and exempting cemetery existing cemetery 35 kilometers from the city. And somewhere, not in this particular story, I don't think, but in the article from CBC, this is how that. Now we're talking about a little town of 6,000 people, and in this particular article, he's talking about the need for thousands upon thousands of cemetery plots in this particular area. And this is a very small area. So why is it that you need so many spaces? Well, because we breed like rabbits and we plan on taking you over. So there's going to be a lot of us here, period. So, you know, this is just more of the same nonsense that has been going on for some time now. And we've let too many things slide, like this global warming thing, we let it slide. All this renewable energy, we let it slide. This LGBTQ, we let it slide. Okay? And we're being smothered by this garbage. You know? And it's all about divide and conquer. It's the game they play, and they play it very well. We have to get over that nonsense. And I don't know, maybe somebody knows. I never heard of this publication before. I don't know. iPolitics, I have no idea. I just ran across it today. It's obviously so-called left-wing, whatever. doesn't really matter, you know. But I would like to blow both wings off the bird, and unless we do blow both wings off the bird that's flying us to a destination we most definitely don't want to arrive at, we're going to end up, we're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again, and that's voting right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, boom, and then it walked into that wall, and you're screwed. So, you know, I don't believe when the United States began, and I can't be certain of that, but I don't know, did you have a right-left party system then? Did it begin with a right-left party system? Because if it did, it got off on the wrong foot. Okay, if when America had its War of Independence and that was over, if two parties emerged coming out of the gates, then you're dead in the water, absolutely dead in the water, because you're not a nation anymore. A nation divided cannot possibly be a nation and or survive. You know, it's becoming really ugly out there as far as the right-left nonsense goes. And I get chewed on that all the time, constantly. I get chewed on that people go, oh, well, you're one of those right wing nutcases. No, I'm not. And then I'll say something else, and somebody will jump on me for being left wing. I ain't got no damn wings. Now, there was a time many, 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 many years ago where I could have been classified as such. You know, I was quite interested in politics when I was quite young. And it wasn't till I started really paying attention to this right-left nonsense that you go, wait a minute here. It doesn't matter if the right or left is in. We're moving in the same direction. So they have different verbiage, but they're moving in the same direction. So I shed those wings. I'm just like a wingless duck, I guess, floating around, who is not looking to fly one way or the other, but to go straight down the line until we get this fixed. And anybody that's still hanging on to this dumbass right-left thing really needs to go and get through a thought process or something. Because you're not going to accomplish anything. You can't accomplish anything with this right-left nonsense. Because you can't bring your people together. I mean, the whole idea is to... I mean, if you think down, what is your nation supposed to be? Anybody's nation, what is it supposed to do? What is it there for? It's there for the benefit of the men and women and children who live there. So what are we fighting about? Oh no, don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. What are we fighting about? We're fighting to keep you divided. Now, what's the purpose of a family? And a nation is a family. What's the purpose of a family? A family... is concerned about keeping a roof over its head, having proper food to eat, having proper medical, having a good education. And then you've got a strong family. All of this outside nonsense that's being fed in from outside, all of this noise that's forever beating on people's heads, lose it. Isolate yourself from it. Because you spent all this time having dumb conversations about something that you can't affect, you can't do nothing about. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Noise. To keep you distracted. So that you can't concentrate on what needs to get done. But what needs to get done is we, the people, must take back control of our nations. You know, the government says, well, we're going to create some jobs. The government's job is not to create jobs, it's to get the hell out of the way. And let us create the jobs so that we can support the families that make up the nation. It's really so freaking simple, it's sad. Maybe it's too simple. Maybe people are so used to so much noise all the time, they can't get back to simple. I don't know what it is. But if you don't control your family, which means the same thing as if you don't control your local council, then somebody else is going to control it for you, which means they control your family, which means they control your nation, which means you're dead in the water. It ain't so hard to understand. And it ain't so hard to fix. We just got to get to it. And then we can show the rest of the world what's required. The people do not wish to fight amongst each other. They just want to go and live their lives in their nations the way they wish to live their lives in their nations. Because that's their family. And their family is different than our family. But we don't impose our family's ideas upon their families. And they don't impose upon our families. But we can still trade and get along and everything's fine. You know, we live in the most interesting times. I mean, these are the times you want to be alive, but it's not the time you want to just whine about shit and not get nothing done. This is the time for us all to embrace our lives and actually live our lives for a purpose, a proper purpose. So those who come after us understand right from wrong, have the proper guideposts, and have a future. Otherwise, they're just going to be a bunch of controlled, stupid, ignorant, tagged, vaccinated, electronic moneyed, which they can shut off any damn time they want. And you're going to see the same devastation as what they did in Russia and the Ukraine when they starved out all those people. Same game's about to get played out. But we do have the ability to stop it. And it's going to be great. So, anyways, looks like we're out of time. Everybody have a good night. I don't mean to be preaching to anybody, but these things gotta get set. So I'm going over to see Michael Smith tomorrow. We're getting the recording part, and we're gonna listen to that.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back. It's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgive.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and I am the host of Anti-Media Radio on ECY.TV.